Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
David Fells, obviously. You know, we got in a situation, we've had our eye on David for a while, and we definitely need to increase the competition, you know, for a backup spot on our roster at that position. We've been working on him for a while. Our scouts certainly liked him. Our coaching staff certainly did. We sent Matt Cavanaugh out to work him out late last week. Matt came away very impressed. When it came time into that spot in the draft, we really felt that it was a good pick for the spot that we were in the draft, and we certainly expect David to come in and compete with Jordan and with Gerard for a position on a roster, and best players win. And that's only going to be for the benefit of our team in terms of providing quality competition in that backup role. What I said in earnest. I don't see any, since Jay's class, I specifically used Jay's class. I didn't look beyond that. Obviously, there was a few in the 05 class, but, you know, I'm not one that's going to wait around every 9 years and think that I'm drafting a starter from the fourth round down. Don't see that we're drafting a starter. I see we're drafting a player that is going to compete for a roster spot. And I think it's important to have competition as a backup. You know, obviously, in our situation, we have a 7-year contract player. This will be the start of that contract. I'm going to love it when he finishes it, okay? In the meantime, those players are going to be backups. So, again, to restate what I said last week, if you think you're drafting a starter, a developmental starter from the fourth round down, well, then you're going to be the one that rarely hits the big rare strike.
You've got an example of that just up north of us, right? A guy who you know, stood behind a great player like Brett Favre and learned the system, was had consistency and continuity with a coaching staff, was able to learn the system and then go out and perform at a level that was very good. And that's the fun part of it, having a player like David who's raw as a young player, comes out of a very good offensive system, has a skill set that we think is relevant to what we've got going here within our system, and as Phil said, to come in and to compete to you know, for a role on our roster. You know, we think he's that kind of guy.
Is the comparison valid though, considering Rodgers was drafted?
No, I think that I don't. I think from that standpoint, it's not.
Right.
But the value of a quarterback waiting his time and being developed, and you know, as I always say, every quarterback's journey is different. I mean, David Fells is coming in here, drafted in the round he has. We're going to come in and we're going to put as much time in with him as any player on a football team, and try to create an environment where he can become the best player he can be each and every day, and we'll see where that takes us. Pretty good feedback, certainly, because he's a member of our team today. Certainly, you know, we were very excited about it. I think the biggest thing about going to see David was two things. And you got to see a quarterback throw in person. You got to be able to feel his arm strength, that he can has an inventory of passes, that he can make all the throws. And Matt was satisfied. It showed up on tape, but it's good to see it, you know, out there. And then he had a chance to sit down with him and put him on the board and talk about our system and see how he, you know, see his ability to think on his feet and his understanding of coverages and protections. And he came back feeling very good about that. And then the tape told us the rest, that, you know, here's a guy who's been very accurate, you know, shown an inventory of passes, shown toughness, shown courage. Shown ability to make quick decisions with a compact throwing motion, and we're excited about having him with us.
Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.